from the dead here in John 11, beginning in verse 37, where we finished last week. It says, "And some of them said, 'Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?' Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to a grave, to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, 'Take ye away the stone.' Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, 'Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days.' Jesus saith unto her, 'Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?' Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, 'Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me.' When he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.' And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, 'Loose him, and let him go.' Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him." So, Lazarus, come forth. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word and the privilege to look at it together this evening. And thank you that you are the all-powerful one, that you give us life. And as we're reminded of that tonight, may we just praise you and serve you and tell others about you. May you be glorified in this time in your word. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So, everyone pretty much that was there thought the same, that Jesus, yes, he can heal, but they didn't understand that he had the power to bring back the dead. They thought, well, if he would have been here sooner, he could have kept Lazarus from dying of whatever was wrong with him. We don't know for sure what he died of. But they all had these same thoughts. Martha, Mary, the crowd. Yes, if he would have come sooner, he could have prevented Lazarus from dying. And Jesus, of course, as we know, held back on purpose so that he could show his power in actually bringing Lazarus back from the dead. And Martha said it over in verse 21. Remember, look over there. Martha said unto Jesus, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." So Martha said it. Down in verse 32, Mary said it. She said, "Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, 'Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died.'" And now the crowd is saying it in verse 37. If Jesus had been here, he hadn't died. So they all weren't seeing beyond his healing power to see that he could actually bring someone back. And so he groaned, it says there in verse 38. And then in verse 39, he gave the command, "Take ye away the stone." Of course, Martha said, "Lord, by this time he stinketh." Of course, 4 days, no embalming. Absolutely. That's the truth of the matter. Again, Jesus held back because it would have been one thing to raise him from the dead a couple of hours after he had died while he was still laying in bed. But to wait 4 days to where the body's even decomposing, which it would have been, just is going to, again, display his amazing power. Jesus timed this exactly the way he wanted it. Look back in verse 6 of the chapter. It said, "When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still." So Jesus timed it exactly how he wanted it. He stayed back 2 more days after he heard that Lazarus was sick. And then, of course, they had the travel time. Because to all the people, death is final. And to the world, death is final, isn't it? But to a Christian, death is not final. Amen? We saw that last week. Jesus said there in verse 26, "He that liveth and believeth in me shall" what? "Never die." Death is not final for a Christian. Hallelujah. And so Christ now is about to show, verse 40, the glory of God. Again, declaring his deity. He's about to reveal the glory of God. Hallelujah. So he began to pray. He said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And then the great three words, which is the declaration of this whole chapter, this passage, Lazarus, come forth. So what does this declaration reveal about Jesus? Well, it reveals actually a lot of things. And that's why it's such an amazing thing. The first thing it reveals is the power of the Jesus' spoken word. Amen? Jesus didn't wave a magic wand. He didn't move his hands in a certain way. He just spoke. Amen? Lazarus, come forth. And it shows us the power of his spoken word. The same power that will be revealed when he returns. But look at John 18. We'll get there eventually. But this is in the Garden of Gethsemane. And again, man was given just a slight glimpse here in John 18 of the power of the spoken word of Jesus Christ. This is when the soldiers came to take Jesus. Remember? And the Bible says down in verse 4, Jesus, therefore, knowing all the things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Isn't that beautiful? Armed soldiers. When Jesus just spoke the words, I am he, went backward and fell down. Soldiers. Just the power of the spoken word of Jesus. Now look at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. And so again, you've heard me say this, but when we read in Revelation 19 about the return of Jesus on a white horse, the Bible says, out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword, that with it he should judge the nations. That is the power of the spoken word of Jesus Christ. Doesn't the Bible say that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword? Jesus is the word of God. But notice Hebrews 1:3, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty of high. That says that everything is upheld by the word of Jesus' power. Isn't that beautiful? And in Genesis 1, he spoke, and it was so. And he made the universe, and he made man. And so the first thing we see in this amazing declaration is the power of the spoken word of Jesus Christ. That he just said, Lazarus, come forth. And a person that had been in the grave for 4 days came back to life. That's a lot of power. Amen. The second thing we see in this declaration is that Jesus has the power over death. Yes, he displayed his power in other ways, didn't he? He calmed storms. He healed blind people. He healed lame people. But here he's showing that he even has the power over death of all things. It's one thing to have power over the elements, but it's another thing to have power over death, which man always looks at as the ultimate finale, if you will, death. But Jesus Christ had that power. Remember, he said back in chapter 2, turn there, verse 19 of John. This was early in his ministry. And he said there in verse 19, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Of course, the disciples learned later what he was talking about, and that was his body. He wasn't talking about the Jewish temple. He was talking about himself. He said, destroy this temple, my body, and in 3 days I will raise it up. I will come back from the dead. Now, of course, they didn't understand it at the time, but they did later. And so we see that through this declaration, go to Revelation 1, if you would, verse 18. But through this declaration, we see, number one, the power of the spoken word of Jesus Christ. But we see, number two, his power over death. Look at Revelation 1:18. Jesus Christ being introduced here to man at the revelation of John. And it says, and I am he that liveth and was dead. So we know who this is talking about. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. That's Jesus. Only the Lord has the keys of hell and death. Amen. And if he has the keys, it means he has the power over those things. He has the power over hell. He has the power over death. And so Jesus, in saying, Lazarus, come forth, was not only saying, look at the power of my spoken word, but he was also saying, I have the power over death. I can bring someone back to death, back from the dead to life after they've been in the grave for 4 days, just by speaking. But I think he also displayed even more, and that is that he, when he resurrected himself, which is yet to come in this timeline, he won the battle over death and the devil himself. And that is exciting for us, isn't it? That when Jesus Christ came back from the dead, go to Hebrews 2:14, he was saying, the devil loses. Amen? And the devil tries, doesn't he? He tries to blind people. He tries to ruin Christians' lives. But he lost on that day. And he knows it too. Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Isn't that good? So when Jesus came back from the dead, he was saying, the devil lost and I won. Isn't it good to be on the winning side? 2 Timothy 1:10, we'll see it again. And so through his resurrection, he won over the devil. 2 Timothy 1:10, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought to life and immortality light through the gospel. So he was showing the power of his spoken word. He was showing that he had the power over death and that he won the battle against the devil. And of course, what does it say for you and me? Back to verse 26 again. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall, just those three words, shall never die. He was showing, not only saying the words, but now he was displaying the power of the words by bringing Lazarus back from the dead and saying to us who believe on him, we will never die. Amen. We just change locations. So the power of the spoken word of Jesus, that he won over death, that he won over the devil, and therefore we will never die. Verse 44, he that was dead came forth. Imagine this sight. Lazarus coming out, he's already been decomposing, he's still wrapped in all the grave clothes, even his face is wrapped, he probably can't even see where he's going until someone's going to unwrap him, because he would have been wrapped quite tightly. And so Jesus said, loose him, go unwrap all those grave clothes off of Lazarus. He's been dead for 4 days. Like we talked before, I can't even imagine having to be Lazarus and he's been in heaven 4 days. Well, actually, he's paradise. He's not in heaven because heaven wasn't available yet because Christ hadn't died yet, but he wasn't a place of paradise there in Abraham's bosom, like we read in Luke 16. And the Lord came to him and said, well, the good news is you get to spend forever with me. The bad news is you've got to go back for a little while. Can you imagine after tasting paradise having to be sent back? But that was Lazarus. And the good news, verse 45, many believed. There's no better reason to believe on Christ than this, amen? That he rose from the dead and that he brings people back from the dead. That's why we trusted Christ, isn't it? Because we didn't want to be dead forever in hell. And Jesus Christ destroyed all of that when he rose from the dead. He that believeth on me, Jesus says, has everlasting life. John 6:47. So the powerful declaration, just those three words, Lazarus come forth, he was saying so much that day, wasn't he? He held back so that Lazarus was truly dead. So nobody could say, oh, well, he wasn't all the way dead. No, he's been wrapped in grave clothes for 4 days in a tomb. He's dead. As the people said, he's probably stinking already. Jesus wanted to make sure he was truly, nobody could question. And he showed the power of his word. Lazarus come forth, his power over death, his power over the devil. When he spoke those three words. And what a blessing it is to us as God's children who have trusted Christ and now we have eternal life. And as we read there in verse 11:26, we'll never die. Hallelujah. Lazarus, come forth. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for...